We're celebrating America's 250th birthday. 250 years, a look back.
He was the oldest son of a father whose 18th century murder has yet to be solved. Through innovative thinking and persistence, he eventually became the wealthiest man in Cushetown. But he paid a steep price for his political leanings during the Revolutionary War. I'm John Conway, Sullivan County historian and co-chair of the County Semi-Quincentennial Commission. And I'll have a look back at Daniel Skinner right after this.
The Sullivan County Semi-Quincentennial Commission and its sponsors, the Delaware Company, the Narrowsburg Union, and the Delaware Valley Arts Alliance, will hold the first ever Revolutionary War Film Festival, April 24th, 25th, and 26th at the Narrowsburg Union. Friday evening, April 24th, features the 1988 film April Morning with Tommy Lee Jones and Robert Urich. On Saturday evening, it is episode 4 of the Ken Burns documentary, The American Revolution, which includes shots of Fort Delaware. And on Sunday afternoon, the popular Mel Gibson Heath Ledger film, The Patriot, will be shown. Each event includes a social hour and Q&A in addition to the movies. Social hour starts at 6 p.m. on Friday and Saturday and at 2 p.m. on Sunday. There is no admission charge, but pre-registration is required. Seating is limited, and tickets will be allotted in the order requests are received. Email the Delaware Company for more information. info@thedelawarecompany.org. That's info@thedelawarecompany.org.
Daniel Skinner was born in Preston, Connecticut in 1733, and he came to the Upper Delaware with his family around 1754. His father, Joseph Skinner, was the de facto leader of the Delaware Company that first settled the region, and he was murdered sometime in 1755, although to this day, no one is sure by whom. When he was old enough, Daniel Skinner went to sea, and while sailing around the Caribbean, it occurred to him that many of the pine trees that grew on his property in the Upper Delaware would make perfect masts on the great ships. They were tall and they were straight. And because the American shipbuilding industry was then booming in Philadelphia, his idea was perfectly timed. When he returned home, Daniel Skinner cut and trimmed 6 of his best pine trees and rolled them into the river, figuring they would float to Philadelphia while he followed in a canoe. It was a bad idea, and unable to control the timber, he lost every piece. But Daniel Skinner did not give up. He decided to build a raft out of the timbers and ride it to Philadelphia, steering around the trouble spots in the river. Upon making the 8-day journey, he was able to sell his timber for 4 British pounds apiece. It was the beginning of the region's first great industry, and Daniel Skinner became a wealthy man as a result, which led to resentment and enmity among some of his neighbors. During the Revolutionary War, the Skinner family's loyalties were split. Though his younger brother Abner enlisted in the Continental Army, Daniel Skinner remained a Kingsman, and marauding patriots burned his home to the ground in retribution. Daniel Skinner survived the Revolutionary War. He died in 1813 and is buried near Damascus, Pennsylvania. A Look Back is a collaboration between the Delaware Company and the Sullivan County Semi-Quincentennial Commission, produced exclusively for Bold Gold Media. I'm John Conway.